Overall, the recently published college scorecard appears to reinforce the idea that students able to afford tuition at a private institution have a leg up on their peers at a public school. But Jacksonville University graduate Will Baxley, who attended the school on a full scholarship, says just because tuition is more expensive doesn't mean it's out of reach.
Private education is available a lot more than students think that it is when they're in high school. And I think that even if some of the metrics seem to indicate that, you know, that's not an equal opportunity for all students, I think that it's something that more students should be exploring.
Baxley says financial assistance is available from even the most expensive private institutions. And JU spokesman Mike Flaming adds, most of the small liberal arts school students get help to attend.
70% of our students have some kind of financial aid. So if we have a qualified student, we try to take every avenue we can.
JU's graduate earnings score is better than many private schools around the country. It has a slightly higher than average tuition rate, yet its graduates earn significantly more out of the gate than most. As for the public University of North Florida, its tuition is lower than the national average, and a graduate's earnings are slightly above average. Ryan Bank, WJCT News.